USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the first coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out across the country, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way. Azar speaking during a coronavirus vaccine briefing in Washington, D.C.
Supplies of an FDA-authorized, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across America.
Initial doses are intended primarily for healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on Turkey on Monday over a multi-billion-dollar acquisition of a Russian missile system. A mobile surface-to-air missile system is said to pose a risk to the NATO alliance as well as the F-35. President Trump tweeting that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving the Department of Justice before Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work out a deal regarding a new stimulus plan. With the clock ticking on a new coronavirus relief package before lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday, two of the more vocal supporters of a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. As far as if she would go along with that idea, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says,
I think it is worthy of discussion. I think there are clearly still millions of Americans who are suffering of no fault of their own. And even look no further than New York State. The worst governor in America, Governor Cuomo, has ordered a shutdown of restaurants. So a lot of people are going to be out of work as we're heading into the holiday season.
Early voting in Georgia started on Monday. All four candidates continuing to campaign across the state. Last week, Vice President Mike Pence making a trip to the Peach State. This week, it's President-elect Joe Biden's turn. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden officially reached 270 Electoral College votes on Monday, Rich Fitzgerald announcing the results of voting in Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, for President of the United States, and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announcing the results in the Grand Canyon state.
The people of Arizona selected Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, and the electors will cast their votes accordingly by signing the certificates of vote.
Folks around the world are mourning the death of a popular author.
Acclaimed British spy author John le Carré, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and was best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
TMZ says a stroke is what is listed as Eddie Van Halen's immediate cause of death. Van Halen was 65 years old when he passed away in October. The guitarist's ashes were given to his son Wolfgang Van Halen. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.